Hi everyone, this is Jean-Noël from Immersive Storytelling Channel. Today, I'm going to talk about an in-development tool, Villanelle. If you saw my other video called What is Interactive Storytelling, I was suggesting that it may not be accurate anymore to talk about storytelling and using the verb to tell. Actually, in an immersive and interactive story, we are dealing with a player more than a spectator. The goal is for her to have an impact on the unfolding story, which is no more told to her, but that she will live and influence. Therefore, it opens questions about how to create an interactive story, and as you may have guessed, smart people are working on it. And some of these people are a team of researchers at the North Carolina State University, led by Dr. Chris Martens and called POEM, or Principles of Expressive Machines. This team co-presents a project Villanelle, a tool to help authors create interactive stories. Villanelle's approach is all about characters authoring and aims to be accessible to authors who do not have a programmatic background. Indeed, up until now, most of the existing tools coming from the research fields require to have at least a basic understanding of the logic behind programming. That's what is extremely interesting with Villanelle. Authors are at the center of the project, which aims to make interactive storytelling accessible to everyone without prerequisites. In this video, I won't go into the technical details of Villanelle, maybe in a future one. I will rather talk to you about the tool's philosophy and its main principles. In a following video, I will show you an example use of the software. First of all, Villanelle's main target is text-based interactive fiction. It means turn-based interactive stories in text mode like Emily's Shorts Galati or adventure text games like the mythical Zork. For the more tech-oriented amongst you, just know that Villanelle is based on a dedicated language in order to be adaptable, transferable, and generalizable to any development environment. Villanelle has four objectives. A soft learning curve, so a beginner can quickly start to use the tool on actual work. Expressivity, so the author can easily find natural ways to express the story she has in mind. A need to reason about the story we write in order to debug it. And scalability, so Villanelle knows how to adapt to even big projects. For each of these goals, Villanelle proposes a concrete feature. For the soft learning curve, Villanelle makes it so its core is comprised of a restricted set of basic features in order to not flood the beginner with stuff to learn. For expressivity, Villanelle offers an extensible library of composable examples addressing the most common issues of interactive storytelling. In order to be able to reason about the story you write, Villanelle allows you to specify it logically, in the mathematical sense. Finally, the capacity to compose and reuse elements makes the tool a good fit even for big-size projects. I will show you a detailed view of the software in another video. However, it's still important to give you a more concrete overview right now. Villanelle is centered around facilitating the creation of characters of interactive fictions. To do so, the author will create her universe by following the steps. Giving a description of the world, meaning the initial state of the world at the beginning of the story. Specifying atomic story events. By atomic, it means you cannot divide them in smaller story events. Possibly create action templates, which may instantiate in different fashions according to the state of the world and the story. Writing behaviors by hand for each character. The characters are defined thanks to behavior trees. Again, without going into too much technical details, it's a way to specify an artificial intelligence which is widely used in the video game industry. To make it simple, it allows to define which behavior our character will engage in relation to what is happening in the world. We will see that in more details in another video. As I already told you, Villanelle puts the author at the center of its design. Therefore, the team behind the project is working hand in hand as much as possible with authors and creators in a practice-driven fashion, in order to guide Villanelle in the right direction. If you are one of these authors, do not hesitate to participate. A survey is currently run in order to better understand what you want from such a tool. You will find a link to the survey in the video description. Another good news, Dr. Chris Martin's team wishes to eventually bring Villanelle to platforms widely used in interactive storytelling, like Unity and InForm 7. Let's meet again in another video for a quick tutorial on Villanelle usage, on a very simple use case which will allow to familiarize yourself with the tool. Thanks for watching, and if you like the content, do not hesitate to help the channel by liking the video, subscribing, or leaving a comment. Bye!